Pitkin County Open Space runs an agricultural lease program to give local farmers and ranchers the opportunity to run a business on county-owned land. A bid process was opened late last year for two portions of Glacier Open Space, totaling 84.2 acres west of the Roaring Fork River in Basalt. When OST first selected Alyssa Barsanti of Marigold Livestock Company to get the lease, fellow applicant Jose Miranda appealed, arguing that the review process was not done fairly or correctly. Racism has also been suggested as a reason for the decision. One point of contention was the use of references on the application. Miranda says his references were never contacted. That's why he made multiple appeals, which first went through the Pitkin County manager and then the county's hearing officer. At the meeting, OST's Agriculture and Conservation Easement Administrator Paul Holsinger said the only applicant whose references he called were Bersanti's.
You know, much like a job, we only called the references of those who came to the top.
Several commissioners okayed that approach. During an hour of public comment, local food advocate Mike Horvath pointed out that on the OST grading rubric, which applicants had access to, references made up a small part of the total score. 5%. Farm and land management plans made up 65%. That means a shift in reference scores wouldn't have added to a different decision. Other comments included calls from six local farmers supporting Barsanti. Several of them have started and still run farms on other parcels leased through the county's program, including Harper Kaufman.
I think that the OSD program is an essential piece in keeping agriculture alive in the valley. Particularly for first generation and for young farmers and ranchers, making land accessible. And I have personal experience with Alyssa and Marigold Livestock. I think that she's poised with some really good education and experience to practice experimental land stewardship, specifically livestock management and rotational grazing.
Some supported Miranda, including Ann Lipton, a reference who was not contacted by the county.
I don't understand the process in which references are requested but not contacted. That to me is deceitful. I think that everybody deserves an explanation.
Others spoke about the application process and OST, saying that the system is flawed. But concerned citizen Adam Phillips had a more critical view.
I think anyone who's lived in Pitkin County for any length of time understands just kind of the inherent corruption in the system here. Everyone sees it this time. At least redo the process following your own rules.
Pitkin County commissioners were surprised to hear accusations of corruption, cronyism, and racism. Commissioner Francie Jacober.
But I'm very unhappy to hear it's actually sort of partisanship, and it's becoming an increasing symptom of our society. I certainly don't think there's any corruption, and I'm shocked to hear that word applied to the OST. If they made the one mistake of not calling references, I would not call that corruption. It's a very heavy word, and I don't think it's appropriate in this place whatsoever. Just like I don't think the word racism last week was.
The board ultimately voted to stick with the OST's decision to sign a lease with Bersanti. Here's Commissioner Greg Poschman.
It's not comfortable to have these accusations leveled to us, especially because I don't think they're coming from a position of actual knowledge. It's an emotional response, and I can understand that in any competitive bid, you're going to have winners and you're going to have losers. I think... I'll tell you right now, I'm going to support the selection of Alyssa because I honestly think she was absolutely the best choice. That's what needs to be said and needs to be heard here. And I don't want to insult anyone, but it's really come down to, okay, let's get down to brass tacks. She was selected because she was the best choice.
The board resolved to re-examine the application process with opportunity for public input. Poschman said the stakes are much higher than they used to be. Commissioner Kelly McNicholas Curie agreed.
We have opportunities for land in the most expensive real estate market in the country and opportunities for water in a water short west. So those kind of broader needs, I think, should have made us realize that we have to be, you know, of the highest integrity and above board at every step in this process.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.